Today on Real Radio.
What has the megachurch produced? I don't know. Not much. Think about it. Change lives. If lives are changed, our nation will change. It's not going to happen in the White House or in the State House. It's got to happen in God's house.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues in his series through Paul's second New Testament letter to the Corinthians. Did you know that some have become believers in Jesus by examining the faith, even with a critical eye, only to find that it differs radically from all other so-called great world religions? For others, well, sometimes it's the other way around. They become a believer, then they learn why their faith in Christ is the only path to eternal life. That's what pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs addresses now in his look at the first paragraph in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. It's a lesson called, What's So Great About Christianity?
Guys, are you married? Then you have a flock. At least, at the minimum, it's your wife. How do you minister to your wife? The Bible says in Ephesians to wash her with the Word of God. Think of that. And then if you have kids, you have no business venturing into other ministries unless you've reached your kids for Christ. Unless you've reached your kids with the gospel. Water them, wash them with the Word of God. Minister to them. You are to give them the Word of God, ministering to them knowledge and understanding. Absolutely critical. Very important. Now, Paul is an apostle, and he is very careful to give them the Word of God. Why? Because he knows what's going to generate results. Mom, Dad, you give your kids the Bible, and look, they may go through their trying years. They may go through all the stuff that they go through, but in time, they will remember. And most often, it's a time of hardship. Maybe it's even, God forbid, but when they're locked up behind bars, those verses will come back to them and rescue them. It's the authority of the Bible. Give them the Bible and you'll never fail. I cannot tell you enough how content I am in this fellowship from the very beginning. It didn't matter if we had 10 people or 10,000 people. It's never changed. It's only been the Bible. Go through the Bible, let the results be to God. That's why, listen, I say this lovingly. People have always said along the way, well, you know what, I'm going to leave the church, it's gotten too big. What am I supposed to do with that? Well, okay, gosh, let's just take some people out back and shoot them, and we'll keep the numbers down. As though it was my fault that the church has grown. Well, I remember when we were smaller, and that was a blast. It was a blast, and I loved it too. But you know what? It's different. Look, God never gives up on us. From size of an infancy to our teen years to our old years as people or as a church. Big, small. God doesn't care how big a church is. He just wants to know, is the Word of God going out in that church? Are people's lives being changed by the Word of God? That's the key. Well, it's too big. Okay, you know what? Listen, if the church is too big, God, that's God telling you, get involved. A big church, look, I came from one of the biggest churches in America, and it always felt very small. You want to know why? Because from the very beginning, they tell you, get involved, and that church felt very small. Yeah, granted, we had 20, 25 friends in a gigantic church, but we made those friends by ministering to one another in the big church. Think of that. It's obvious to the believer, thirdly, because of its influence. Christianity, what's so great about it is that it's obvious by its influence. He says, or letters of commendation from you. Paul is saying, I've ministered to you, the fruit is obvious, and I'm going to go minister to other people. Do I need letters from you, Corinthians, to tell other people that, hey, you should listen to Paul. We like him, and he's cool. Paul is saying, are you crazy? It's either of God or it's not. Here's the greatest thing of all. Our lives bear witness that we've been ministered to by God through people. Who led you to the Lord? How did that happen? That person, those people influenced you, didn't they? How did you come to Christ? Take a deep breath and think about that for a moment. I heard somebody, I was actually talking to one of the owners of Salem Radio. That's a massive radio network, you know, nationwide. And we got on the topic about the effectiveness of radio ministry. And the guy told the story, I'll shorten it up. He said, people constantly call the Through the Bible radio station. You know who I'm talking about? J. Vernon McGee. And they'll say, I have been so ministered to by Dr. McGee, I'd like to speak to him, please. Well, I don't know how, has it been 10, 15 years he's been in heaven? You better have long distance on your dialing. I'd like to speak to Dr. McGee, please. That is precious. Though he's dead, the ministry of the Word of God continues on. It is awesome. What an influence. Listen, there's no influence like that in the entire world. I wish time would allow me to go into this. I'll simply just say this. The influence of Christianity, the Bible, the Word of God, and the Christian as an individual, nothing comes close to it in all the world. Nothing. No other religion. No other faith system. Why? Because it's beyond us. The influence is not of us. And I love it. In Acts chapter 17, verse 6, the Bible says that regarding Christians, these are they who have turned the world upside down, was how they were being criticized. Man, when I wrote that verse down, it's not on the screen. Don't even look. I just put it down right here in my notes a little while ago. See, it's not going to be on there. Acts 17, the critics said, these Christians are turning the world upside down. And I thought, how far we have fallen as a 21st century church. I mean church, not you, church in the world. The church, listen, there's enough, we've got bigger churches, the biggest churches that the world has ever seen in America, massive 10, 20, 27,000 people attending some churches in America. And is the church, you judge, is the church making a upside down or right side up changing effect in America today? No. What has the mega church produced? I don't know. Not much. Think about it. Change lives. If lives are changed, our nation will change. It's not going to happen in the White House or in the State House. It's got to happen in God's house. That's where the change has to take place. Number two is this. Verse two, number two, what's so great about Christianity is that it's obvious to the observer. This is fun stuff. If you're going to be serious about Christianity, who ought to be the ones who say something about your faith? I'm not talking about they're going to say, oh, my neighbor, he's a Christian, he's wonderful. They might just say, my neighbor's a Christian and he's a jerk. He's always praying. He's always saying, praise the Lord. He's always bringing us cookies when we're sick or something. I don't know. I'm making this up right now. But you know what I'm saying? They may not say, oh, they're so sweet, they're Christians. They might criticize you, but when they criticize you, the criticism might be a glorious critique. Think of that. Obvious because of the example. He says, Paul says, hey, you Corinthians, you are our epistle. You say, what's an epistle? I'm glad you asked. An epistle is a writing. It's a letter. It's a story. It's an account. Paul is saying, listen, you Corinthians, you are the ones being written before the world as an example. Every one of us will go home from this geographical position. Soon you're going to be going home. And think about it. Wouldn't it be awesome to maybe have like Google Earth over the building and you guys all have like little beeping lights and you're watching Google Earth and all these lights just start leaving this place and you all start going to all your places and these lights are lighting up. Boop, 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 boop. And where you go, you are examples of Jesus Christ. Paul is saying, I don't need a badge or a happy face to feel better about the ministry. All I have to do is look at you Corinthians. Now you guys, if you were with us in 1 Corinthians, That's a huge thing that Paul is saying. This is one of the most goofed up churches in all of the Bible. They were messed up, to say the least. And Paul says to them, you guys are amazing. You guys are examples. You are an epistle being written by God. Because that's what the Word of God does in your life. Church, the more you take in the Bible, the more you take in the Word of God. Are you reading your one-year Bible? As you take it in, watch the change. It's going to happen week after week, month after month, and you will be completely different people starting January 1st than you will be December 31st. That's the power of His Word. Can I say this lovingly? It's not the power of this church. It's not the power of any one of us. It's not the power that I might think I have. That's ridiculous. It's the power of God's Word. It's an example. I'll do this quickly. It's kind of embarrassing, but I need to do this. There's two things I'm going to do today. I'm going to tell you one thing and then show you another. I was recognized in Washington, D.C. as a pastor who stands out front and takes the hit and gets written up in the newspaper and cursed at and the internet and all this stuff. And so Pastor Jack and I, they had me, listen, whoop. And they had 500 pastors there from all over America. And they called me up there, and there were senators and congressmen there, and it was very kind of cool. But it was very embarrassing. And yet I thought, Lord, how can I? That was very nice what they said. They may believe it, but I don't, because I know the truth. You say, what do you mean? I'll tell you what I mean. I got up there, and this is what I said. I wrote it down right here. I said, what can I say to this? The people at our church are in love with Jesus, they love the Bible, and they love living out their faith in the community. They are the ones who have made me look very good this day. And that's the truth. Think about it. I am only a channel standing here. I'm like a tube. And out comes from me the Word of God, which is very fun too, because it's not my word, it's His word. So it comes out onto you, then you go and live it out and are being radical witnesses and examples for Jesus. Amen. And so I'm there, this pastor and this, and I'm thinking, what a bunch of knuckleheads. So I couldn't wait to get up there and say, it's everybody at home. I talked about you doing Christianity, because that's what you do. And so Paul, and I agree with Paul, I don't need a letter. I don't need an announcement. I don't need a certificate. All I have to do is look at you. And unborn children are being saved rather than aborted. I look at you, and truck drivers across America are getting the gospel. I look at you, and I see people feeding the homeless. I look at you and you're clothing people who have nothing. I look at you and you're the ones who, by your generosity, are feeding people who pull up to the church on a daily basis and need groceries. I look at you and you guys are the ones providing the opportunity for the gospel to reach tens of thousands of people every day, 5 days a week, in radio programs across America and around the world. You're doing that. Don't ever think for a moment, oh look, and let me speak on the behalf of others. Oh look, there's Pastor Rosales, or there's Pastor Reese, or there's Pastor Greg Laurie, or there's Pastor Chuck Smith, or there's Pastor Swindoll, and oh look at them. Are you kidding? Only tubes that have been used to get people in touch with the Word of God, and those people have made something happen. And tragically, the pastor or the evangelist is recognized at times like a rock star, and they have nothing to do with it. They should be the most humbled people in the entire equation, because it is a miracle. God at work in you. It's an example that, in my opinion, the observer has got to deal with. It is awesome to think. And then there's the commitment. Look at verse 2. Written in our hearts, the commitment of that. Simply this, the ministry is a two-way street. There is the giving and there's the taking and the giving of a loving relationship that cannot be denied. The third thing is this, that it's obvious because of the effect. What is the effect? He says in verse 2 that the ministry through the Corinthian believers, the ministry through the Chino Hills people here or the Calvary people, whatever you are here right now, there's that interaction that the Word of God is preeminent. And there's an effect. He says, known and read by all men. Look at this, the effect, known and read by all men. The observer is watching. Listen, Christian, you know this, but I want to encourage you this year. The observers are watching you and I. They'll never read a Bible, perhaps. You are the only Bible that they're reading. All year long, they're going to look at you every day at work. Hey, you were late again. So what? Well, are Christians supposed to be late to work? Have you noticed the standard they hold you up to? It's fantastic. Hey, man, I saw you drive by me. You're going 80 miles an hour in a 50. I thought you were a Christian. I am a Christian. Have you noticed that? Hey, dude, I heard you talking on the phone. It sounds like you hung up on your wife. What's the deal, man? I thought you were a Christian. The world's going to do that. You say, I don't know if the world's doing it. They're doing it to you. They are doing it to you. And I love it. It's a good thing to work in the world. It's a good thing to be surrounded by a bunch of pagan, ungodly. It's good. Why? You know what? Man, keeps you on your toes. It's good. It's very good. Known and read by all men. 1 John 4:17 says, love has been completed or perfected, worked out among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we. What? In this world. Hello, Christian. As we go around tomorrow, as we launch out into work tomorrow, those that we work with should be able to say, you know what? There's a lot about you. Reminds me of Jesus. Wouldn't that be great? That's our target. That's our goal. That they mistake you for Jesus. 1 John 4:17. Known and read. There's no greater investment than to be with Jesus. Look at Acts 4:13. The Bible says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, notice the effect, and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained, they didn't go to Harvard or graduate from Talbot Theological Seminary or Liberty, they marveled and they realized that they had been with Jesus. Listen, everybody, are you guys awake? Listen, this is exciting to us. How do you live the absolute most perfect potential for God and his plan in your life? Listen, I'm not disparaging education. It all depends on who you're being educated by. Education can be dangerous. But know this, you will never go wrong and you'll never be led astray, and you can guarantee boldness and effect if you're educated by Jesus. Spend time with Jesus. Unplug from the world, get alone, shut the curtains, hide out with Jesus. Physically, if need be, get on your knees, get on your face, call out to Jesus, make it a habit. Don't launch out without his power upon you. It's all important. And then third and finally, it is this. What's so great about Christianity is that it's obvious to the Redeemer. And let me explain what that means. The Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, this way, it's obvious. What? What do we mean? It's obvious to the Redeemer, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, as Jesus Christ, and here's what you cannot separate. Watch, everybody. Jesus Christ is the origin of Christianity. Christianity simply means those who follow Christ. To be a Christian means to be a Christ follower. If you're a Buddhist, you are following Buddhist teaching. You are Buddhist. If you are a Mohammedan, you are following the example of Muhammad. If you're a Christian, you're following the example of Jesus Christ. Okay? That is called Christianity. And listen, don't ever judge Christianity by one person's actions. In fact, don't judge Christianity by those who say they're Christians. Judge Christianity by what it teaches. And then take what it teaches and match the mandate up against those who are following Christ. You say, Jack, I thought you said in the opening that it's us having our faith in him and not what we do. That's right. It's not what we do that earns us a place in heaven. But if we are really Christians following Jesus, then what he does is that he gets inside us and he begins to reach out through us. Jesus Christ begins to live his life by the Holy Spirit out of our lives. It's never of us. What are we supposed to do but be yielded to him? Surrendered to him. Letting him live through us. It's obvious to the Redeemer this way, obvious because of his work in us. He says, verse 3, clearly you are an epistle of Christ. Man, Paul is nailing it. He's saying Jesus is the one. Church, you're going to want to write this down. I think it's extremely beautiful. He's saying Jesus is the one that is writing your life's story. Jesus has your plan. Clearly, Jesus Christ owns you. That's your property of the living God. And that is an awesome thing. John 17, 21 says, "There, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us." He's talking about the believers. "That the world may believe that you sent me, and the glory which you gave me, I have given them. That they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect or complete in one, and that the world may know," there it is, "that the world may know that you have sent me, and I have loved them as you have loved me." Church, listen, God cannot lie. The Bible says that as the Father loves the Son, okay, listen, when I get done saying this, act Pentecostal for a second. act like you love this stuff, okay? Jesus is saying, as the Father has loved me, so the Father loves each and every one of us. Exactly like that. That is a biblical fact and truth. But we walk around like this. I'm a Christian. How's life? It's so hard. How's things going? So difficult. We're Christians. Does anybody love you? Just God. That's all. The Bible declares, as God loves his Son, God loves you.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a presentation called What's So Great About Christianity? It's taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, the very first paragraph. What's so great about Christianity is part of Pastor Jack's verse-by-verse examination of this letter, and we'll continue with more on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now don't forget, since it is Monday, a reminder that you can catch our weekly television program, Real Life with Jack Hibbs. In fact, you can watch it at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. You'll oftentimes see Pastor Jack engage in some informative conversations and interviews, looking at topics like Scripture, of course, evangelism, apologetics, faith and politics, family and marriage, history, and we're talking about the proper view of history, by the way, and a whole lot more, all centered around the Judeo-Christian worldview. There's a new Real Life with Jack Hibbs television program every Monday. And, of course, you can browse the categories for yourself and see archived programs. Just visit reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. And, of course, it's right there you'll find all the links to just about anything that's related to this broadcast outreach known as Real Radio, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Visit when you get a chance. Our telephone number here at Real Radio, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.